Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
If you accept correction, you will be honored. Proverbs 13, verse 18. We don't enjoy confrontation, but it's impossible to grow without it. Healthy confrontation calls for speaking the truth in love to those we value. Just as God confronts each of us in areas where we need to grow, He expects us to do the same for others. Is it easy? No. But here are some guiding principles to help you. 1. Talk to the person, not about them. Healthy confrontation should be direct and, when possible, done in private. It calls for thoughtful communication, delivered firmly but graciously. When people are hurting, handle them with care. 2. Don't exaggerate or use spiritual hype. Give specific answers and don't hide behind words like, "I believe the Lord has shown me that you're wrong." When Nathan the prophet confronted King David about his sin with Bathsheba, he was specific. And keep your emotions in check. Allow enough time between the offense and the confrontation for prayerful diffusing of any anger you may feel. And 3, don't guilt trip them, help them. Don't leave somebody without a clear direction on how to improve. That's not fair, and it's not constructive. Actually, it can lead to more intense issues and unwanted complications. So the best approach is to calmly identify the problem and suggest ways that it can be resolved. Your goal isn't to expose somebody, but to show them a better way. And 4, don't be critical, be compassionate. If you miss everything else, don't miss this. If you do, you'll find yourself condemning rather than confronting. Your own road to success will have some potholes, so approach others with love and concern.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.